This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. That's funny. I just got an email from one of my fans. One of my fans, Kobe, says we need you to lead, and we will follow if you would just lead them, William Wallace. I happen to be Jewish, not Irish, not Scottish, but William Wallace is my favorite, probably leader of all time in the whole history of the world. Of course, that's Braveheart, the movie starring Mel Gibson as the Scottish leader, William Wallace, trying to overthrow the entire British government and also the Irish were not backing him. They were all just, you know, a bunch of pussy cats who didn't want to back him and eventually betrayed him. The Irish betrayed the Scottish leader. Yes, they did. Yes, Chris, they betrayed the Scottish leader. So William Wallace died a horrible death. They castrated him right in the town square. So thank you for telling me I'm William Wallace. I don't want Obama and Hillary and Biden and Herr Sisolak to cut me up in the town square, but it could happen. It could happen because they're all sick people. There's something wrong with all of them. Anybody who wants a lockdown is sick. I just watched a video with the leader of the World Health Organization. I've been very critical of the World Health Organization. But he says, let me make this very clear. The World Health Organization does not support lockdowns. Lockdowns will double world poverty. Lockdowns will equal children malnourished because their parents have no money to buy them food anymore. Lockdowns are going to ruin the world, folks. Lockdowns, the dumbest idea. Even the World Health Organization, which is run by a bunch of Marxists and socialists, even they understand how bad lockdowns are. But Democrat governors don't get it. You can't defeat a germ. It doesn't happen. It doesn't work. But you make everyone poverty stricken. Who would do that? Who would possibly want to do that? It's so dumb. It's beyond belief. If there's anything in the world that would make you sick with COVID, it's your immune system being knocked down. And your immune system is knocked down when someone takes your job and your livelihood away. If I didn't have to pay my bills, I would be stressed beyond belief. So stupid. And how about in California, how stupid they are? They don't want outdoor dining. Here's my buddy Larry. Larry's a big fan of the show. I mean, I don't know him. I call him my buddy. Larry, I've never met you, but you listen to every minute of my show and you send me lots of emails. I feel like I know you. Larry's African-American, by the way, and a big Republican conservative and a big fan of the show. And he says, go camping in the outdoors. I say that because your house is well-weathered with sealed, closed ventilation system, inadequate fresh air and mold forming in the walls. In effect, and disease-laden vents. In effect, you stay home in a perfect incubator for disease. So I agree with you, Larry. There's nothing better in life than getting outside, breathing fresh air, letting sunshine hit your skin, absorb it. And what does it do? It builds vitamin D. And vitamin D is the number one immune booster for COVID. Well, every time they talk about COVID, they mention vitamin D. Every single time. Every doctor, every scientist, got to get vitamin D. So how do you get vitamin D? Vitamin D is manufactured by sun in your skin. So how is it possible you would ban outdoor dining? I mean, I don't even understand any sort of a ban of dining or ban of indoor dining, but who would be dumb enough to ban outdoor banning? Only Governor Gavin Newsom. Moron. I mean, he's even dumber than Sisolak. Sisolak hasn't banned indoor dining or outdoor dining, although he cut it to 25%. That's the funniest thing ever. It's like the football stadiums where they say, you can have 22% of your fans. No. Who's such a dumb schmuck sheep that you listen to numbers like that? Oh, everyone will be fine if we fill the stadium with 22%, 16%, 18%. What if you go 1% above it? We're all dead. We all die. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. 25% in the restaurant. So I eat at my favorite sushi restaurant. I won't name it on the air. But I'll eat at my favorite sushi restaurant. And instead of having 12 tables, it's got 4 tables. And they're all breathing without a mask. And they're all eating. And food's coming out of their mouth. And germs are coming out of their mouth. You think there's a difference between 4 tables and 12 tables? I'm sitting in a small room eating sushi at a restaurant near my home. If there's germs, there's germs. The only way I could beat them is I could be strong. I could have a strong immune system. I take 100 vitamin pills a day, and I work out hard, and I eat healthy. And so I don't think it'll get me. But if it does get me, it'll be mild, and I'll be over it in a day or two, and everything will be fine. I'm willing to take that risk and go out. I'm a big boy. It's none of your business to, A, tell me what to do, B, ban me from eating out in a restaurant, C, put the restaurant out of business, D, mask me. It's none of your business. I'll do what I'm going to do, and it's none of your business, and you can't make me do what you want me to do, because I'm only going to do what I want to do. I don't know what Sisolak thinks. I know since he passed all his new rules, I've been out to eat every night since he passed all his new rules. I'm in the park every day. Don't even bring a mask with me. Why would I? I'm outdoors. Matter of fact, if you want vitamin D, and it's wintertime now, so thank God it's not 10 degrees here, but it's 50 degrees, right? The only way you're absorbing sun is if your entire face is basically naked. Now, you know, the rest of your body is clothed, so where's the sun going to hit you? You're not wearing a tank top or no shirt. You're not wearing shorts. Your legs aren't getting any sun. Only your face could get sun. And suddenly you put a big giant mask over your face outdoors. Now you get zero sun. What, is the sun going to hit 1 inch above your eye? That's going to be enough to give you vitamin D? It's all so stupid. I don't know why a governor doesn't just go all the way. Go the full Monty and just say, nobody ever leave your home the rest of your life. And we're going to have police guards and bring a National Guard, and you're not allowed to leave your home. Well, they're almost there. New York is very close to that. California is very close to that. National Guard is guarding all the streets in New York and all the bridges. And I'm surprised someone doesn't say, I don't want to close the restaurants. I really don't. So I'll let you have 1%. I'm waiting for some idiot to say 1%. You know, like if you seat 100, you can seat 1. I don't want to put you out of business. That's what Sisolak loves to say. I don't want to hurt the businessmen. I don't want to put the restaurants out of business. I don't want to close them. I'll put them at 25%. So now you have a restaurant that seats 100, and the most you're allowed is 25 people. Folks, and that's the most you're allowed. You're out of business. You're dead. It's all over. And the funniest rule I laughed about yesterday, you can only have 4 at a table. So as an example, I'm going out in a couple nights from now. I'm going out to dinner with I have 4 kids, but I'm going out with 3 of my kids. And my fiance Cindy and I. That's 5. Got to have 2 tables now. So now the restaurant has to give me 2 tables. So you're only allowed to have 25%, but you got to give me 2 tables. And one of us is going to sit at the table by himself. So Cindy said, no, you and I will sit at one table. Your 3 kids will sit at the other. I said, doesn't that completely defeat the purpose of a family being together? First of all, who set the number at 4? Was this just 4 or 6 or 8? It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. What's the difference if it's 4 or it's 5? Doesn't matter. What's the difference if it's 4 and I sit right next to you at another table? What's the difference in there? Is there a difference? No. But now I'm not with my family, you idiot. Dumbest thing I've ever heard of. And at the very least, it should have been... You know, first of all, 4 is ridiculous. Say the most they could sit at a table is 8, and they've got to all be members of the same family. So that's ridiculous, too. I can't even believe I'm saying it's so dumb. But if you could prove they're your kids, you know, people have 6 kids and a mother and a father. That's 8. They should sit at separate tables of their own family? Why? It's all irrational. You're an idiot, Sisolak. Just admit it. You're a big, dumb, boneheaded galoop. You're a big thug who doesn't know anything about anything. And, oh, I know, your doctors are telling you what to do. Your doctors, your directors of medical who don't have a medical license. That's already been proven. The guy who runs who gives him his medical advice doesn't even have a medical license. They're giving you the stupidest advice in the world, and they're making you look like a schmuck. And the people, see, this is what I try to tell people. I hate pot. Okay, I've never smoked pot in my life. I don't go near marijuana. I don't want to go near people who smoke marijuana. You can't smoke marijuana around me. The smell stinks. Hotels stink in Las Vegas now. Everyone's smoking pot. You've stunk and you've ruined the whole town. But I was I was on the Libertarian presidential ticket just a few years ago. If I wanted to, I could have been the Libertarian presidential nominee the last few elections. But I chose not to because it's ridiculous. If you can't win, it's a waste of your time. So I got away from the Libertarian Party. I don't need to be on the presidential ticket if you can't win. If you're doing it all to swing at tilted windmills and get, 4% of the vote, there's no point. But the point is, I was very much pro-legalization of marijuana, even though I hate marijuana and what it does to people and the way it smells. Why? Because I'm not a control freak. I know that if you want to do marijuana, you're going to do marijuana. And if I criminalize it, I've created criminals. Who aren't criminals. They're not bad people. People who smoke marijuana aren't bad. They shouldn't be called criminals. Any more than a person who wants a drink. I don't drink. Do you realize I've never drank in my whole life? In my whole life, I've never drank an entire glass of liquor. Ever. I don't like the way it tastes. I don't like what it does to people. I have no need for it. I'm happy without it. I don't need it. But I've never been against bars. Matter of fact, I'd like to own one day. I'd like to own a nightclub. I've never been against people drinking. Let them do what they want to do. Years ago, I owned a nightclub in New York City when I was 22 years old. I raised $1 million and bought one of the most famous nightclubs in New York in 1983. And all the people around me were snorting coke and getting drunk and smoking pot. And I didn't do any of it. But I let them do what they wanted to do. Let people live. So how do you have a right to tell me how many people could sit at a table when they're my family? How do you have a right to tell me I can't walk in a restaurant, I can only make a reservation? If I'm driving by and I'm hungry, I can't go in anymore. How do you have a right to tell me I can't eat in an outdoor restaurant? How do you have a right to tell me I'm limited to 4 at a table? How do you have a right to tell me how many people could show up at my house for Thanksgiving? Go screw yourself. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, people die every day, and they don't all die of COVID. All right, here we go with the Irish music. Chris O'Sullivan's got to hit me with Irish music. We should have one of those band fight-offs with each other. You know, I'll put the Israeli music on, you put the Irish music on. Dropkick Murphy's a good song. I like that. All right, let's get on with the topic, okay? So here's the topic. Dallas Cowboys, you know I'm a big Dallas Cowboy fan since I'm 3 years old, probably. Actually, it's five. 5 years old is when I first fell in love with NFL football and the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys strength and conditioning coordinator Marcus Paul has died at the age of 54. Not of COVID. I assume from what they're writing here, he died of a heart attack. It was a non-COVID emergency. He basically passed out at the team facility, the Star, in Frisco, Texas. Fell to the ground, and they gave him emergency treatment, brought him to the hospital, and he died. 54 years old. He didn't have COVID. He died of a heart attack, clearly. Things happen. This was the strength and conditioning coach. Things happen. Even someone in good shape that works out. Guy's 5 years younger than me, and he's dead. And he's a strength and conditioning coach of an NFL team, and he's dead. Do we stop life for that? The Dallas Cowboys are going to play tomorrow. They're going to do a memorial for him before the game, but they're going to play. You don't stop playing or stop working because somebody died. Life goes on. This is the stupidest reaction in world history. Lockdowns don't work. By the way, the sponsor of this segment is show, Cornerstone Asset Metals, because gold does work and silver does work, and everybody's got to own some gold and silver. I don't care if you can only afford a few thousand dollars or $1,000 or $100,000 or $1 million. You've got to own some gold and silver because we're headed for bad times, man. You could tell. If Biden is the president, I still think Trump's going to find a way to win. But if Biden is the president, our economy's going to collapse, A. That's a possibility, A. Possibility, B, is it never actually collapsed under Obama and Biden. It was 8 years of freaking steady misery. You know, it never went to zero. It stayed at 2 out of 10 for the whole 8 years. And there were no jobs, no decent jobs for 8 years. So it's either going to be total death and a crash, or it's going to be that. But nothing happened under Obama-Biden like it's just happened here, a pandemic, where you locked down the economy and took people's jobs away. So if you now have idiot Marxists running the country, raising taxes and adding regulations and demanding massive, everything's based on climate change, forget, tripling your electric bills, forget about it. You're dead. It's over. The economy's going to crash. If you don't own gold and silver, you're dead. Just my opinion. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Not only is the economy going to be dead, but inflation's going to be roaring because they're going to spend us into bankruptcy like you've never imagined. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll free 888-8-GOLD now, 888-8-GOLD now. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com, CornerstoneAssetMetals.com, 888-8-GOLD now. So coming up, we'll have an interview coming up that I did earlier today with Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. Attorney, Independent Counsel. Him and his wife, Victoria Tensing, are members of Trump's legal team. And he will give you his opinion about what's happening and what can happen with Trump. And he agrees with me. You know, Trump's the underdog, there's no question, but he's the one guy that could still win, and he does have a chance to win. And then when I get back from that interview, I'm going to finally end the show by reading you this new study out that studied all the countries of the world and proved lockdowns don't work. And by the way, the Democrat mayor of Denver implored everybody to please not travel and please not visit your family. And minutes after he did that, he got on an airplane and traveled for Thanksgiving. They're all the same. And it's got nothing to do with the color of his skin, but by the way, he's black and he's a Democrat. I just want you to know that. Because I traveled to South Africa. I gave speeches. South Africa is a 97% black country. And the whites ran it, and the blacks lived in poverty. Terrible thing. Now the blacks have run it for 25 straight years, and it's in even more poverty. The black leaders, guess what the black people told me when I went there? The black leaders hate us. They don't care about us. It doesn't matter if your leader is black or white. None of them give a crap about black people or white people or Hispanic people or anybody. None of them care. They just want to make themselves rich. And the one exception was Donald Trump, who was already rich as anyone could ever want in 1,000 lifetimes and didn't need any of this crap. And gave up his $400,000 salary as president. Gave every penny to charity. Never needed any of this aggravation. And then they stole the election from him so that they could put us, grind us all into poverty, and make us serfs. We'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's really bittersweet because if the justice system had worked properly, we would not have had to have gotten this pardon.
The comments from attorney Sidney Powell after hearing that one of her clients Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was pardoned by President Trump today. Paul continues on Fox Business.
We now know that Judge Sullivan was just a political ploy. He's made a political game out of all of this. And it's just one of the most egregious injustices I've witnessed in American history.
President Trump calling in at a Senate Republican hearing in Pennsylvania on Wednesday, calling on GOP surrogates and his supporters to not back down in the face of threats and push back as his legal team challenges the result of the election. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
my war merchandise, another great Christmas gift there. Root for America. That's my website, rootforamerica.com. Mugs and T-shirts and backpacks and laptop sleeves and bags and pillowcases and baby clothes, including baby T-shirts, all at rootforamerica.com. Wayne Root merchandise. Our guest is Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney and independent counsel. He and his wife, Victoria Tensing, are members of Trump's legal team. So we want to get some insights into what's going on with this case to overturn the election results. Joe, welcome to the show.
Delighted to be here.
So tell us about this case. I have so many fans and so many listeners who are depressed, Joe, and they think we've lost, and they're reaching out to me to say, Wayne, please tell us we haven't lost. I tell them to stop watching the media. I tell them I've known Trump for 40 years, and this guy never gives up. He's relentless. If anyone could overturn it, it's him. The odds are certainly long. He's an underdog. But if anyone could pull this off, it's Trump. Let's get your take.
Well, I think what you have is you have a resolute president behind the resolute desk in the Oval Office. He is not going to concede. He's not going to give up. He's going to fight for what was rightfully his, which is that he was elected on election night, and then the election was stolen from him with a bizarre and well-planned combination of actions involving major American cities run by Democrat machines. What we are doing is we are fighting on multiple fronts with lawsuits in all the major states involved, the swing states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona. We are also working to have the state legislatures in those states, which under the United States Constitution have the authority to enact laws governing federal elections. And what happened in many of these states is that actions were taken by the governors or the secretaries of state or both, all Democrats, who changed mail-in ballot, mail-out ballot and absentee voting laws to favor the Democrats and disenfranchise Republican voters, all in violation of the Constitution. So that's a sort of a long-winded way of saying we continue to fight. We're having success, little bits and pieces. We still have enough time. And there's a hearing going on right now in Pennsylvania before the Pennsylvania Senate Committee on Governmental Affairs. Rudy Giuliani, our law comrade, is up there with Jenna Ellis presenting witnesses who were disenfranchised, vote counter watchers who were not permitted to observe, and all sorts of statisticians and other people to demonstrate what happened in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. So the fight is on. We're working 24 hours a day, and we've got a chance. Now, it's an uphill battle. This isn't Florida with one state and one right. set of votes in a couple of counties. This is right. multiple states, multiple issues, multiple courts, multiple governors and secretaries of state. But this president is not giving up.
And what does certified really mean? I mean, I know Georgia certified the results. I believe Michigan certified the results. Can you still overturn a state after it certifies, especially at the Supreme Court level? Can you do that?
Yes, yes. You can litigate the certification as being unconstitutional, which is what we are doing. You try to prevent the certification because it just makes it easier to say that the vote hasn't been certified. But once a vote's been certified, there then is a period of time after which they take a time to review it. There can be other issues. So there's litigation underway even where there have been certifications.
All right. I see a headline that a tech millionaire funds a hacking team to recreate what happened during the election. It says the election was 100% rigged, not even close. You're not arguing those cases. That's a Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood thing, I assume. That's why you guys separated. Yeah. You're arguing constitutional issues in civil courts. They're going into criminal issues in criminal courts, and they want people to be arrested, I assume, for treason, and they want the election overthrown because there was hacking of the election. Am I summing up kind of what's happening?
Well, no. They are still filing civil suits. They're just using a different theory. Their theory is that the software from Dominion and from Smartmatic and other subcontractors was inferior, purposely designed to create the ability for fraud, and that fraud actually occurred. they have witnesses, including whistleblowers, who they are including in their lawsuit, which, as I understand it, is going to be filed. It was supposed to be filed today, but I don't think it's going to be filed today because they're still putting it together with a very, very large group of witnesses. But we're both in the civil courts. We just have two different theories of the case.
Right, and by the way, I looked at the headline. Now I'm looking at who it is. Patrick Byrne, who's been a guest on my show before, the former CEO of Overstock.com, is the guy who funded a hacking team.
Right,
and they were hired by the state of Texas, by the way, in 2018 to investigate their election. These are very smart guys, and they've been on Dominion's trail for over 2 years.
Yeah, Patrick Byrne is an extremely talented, smart fellow, a great American, very loyal, really interested in preserving the credibility of the American vote, and he's spending a lot of time and a lot of money to help us by establishing on the record exactly what happened with these various Dominion machines in 27 states.
Here's the problem that I've got at this point, Joe DeGeneva. I feel like, and I heard this from Dinesh D'Souza 10 years ago, that the Democrats are the evil party and we're the cowardly party. And that's what it is. I mean, I don't understand why we weren't prepared for this. I don't understand why we don't have voter ID. I don't understand why we don't have an executive order for President Trump that says marshals can be and should be and will be placed at all the voting centers, you know, for a week before the election and a week after the election. And cameras must be placed inside, video cameras, inside and outside. So vans pull up at 3 in the morning. You have video of all of it. And there's marshals outside to witness it and to block it. Why were we not prepared for stuff like this, Joe?
Well, first of all, you can't use U.S. Marshals that way. They have to have a federal order for them to do things, but that's not really the issue. The issue is that 3 years ago, Democratic law firms went to all 50 states and started filing lawsuits to change the way that the procedures were followed for absentee ballots, mail-in ballots, and mail-out ballots. And what they wanted to do was create a situation where the verification process for all these mailed ballots would be de minimis so that they could figure out a way to get the votes they needed after Election Day. And they sued successfully in almost every state to get the rules changed. In some states, they got the legislatures to change it, which is the constitutional way to do it. In other states, like Pennsylvania, and like Michigan, they got the governors and the secretaries of state to change the rules, which is unconstitutional.
And some of them were Republican secretaries of state. That's what's so scary.
The one in Georgia was a Republican who did a crazy settlement with Stacey Abrams and the American Civil Liberties Union, which is indefensible. And the governor in the state, Kemp, he just doesn't have any fight in him. And this is a very dangerous situation in Georgia for this reason. The electorate in Georgia is going to determine whether or not the Senate stays in the hands of Republicans. We must win those two seats so that we can have a functioning majority of 52 to 48. If we don't win those two
seats. One of the two. Got to win one of the two, right?
We must win one in order to control the Senate. It would be great if we could win both. And by any standard, we should win both, given the numbers of votes. But what's happening is because there's a battle going on because of the recount for the president, many of the Republican voters are so furious with the governor and the secretary of state that they're not supporting the president in his recount efforts, that they may not show up for the Senate votes. And so we're going to have to start a whole campaign all over again to re-energize the Georgia voters to come out for the special election on January 5th, the runoff election, excuse me. It's not a special election. So that's one of the tough things. I mean, we've just got all kinds of forces at work that are complicating this job for us. And regrettably, there are a lot of Republicans out there who are nothing like our president. They don't know how to fight. They don't want to fight. And it's really aggravating when there are people like
it
us
is.
Who are in the trenches. We're volunteering. We're working nonstop to try and help the president win. And to see people who are Republicans who don't get it is infuriating.
Yeah, well, they're bought off or paid off, or they're Bush Republicans, and they're very perfect etiquette. Or here's the other one, Joe. They're just nice country club Republicans. You know, I don't know how you grew up, but I'm a Jewish kid who grew up in an all-Italian, rough neighborhood surrounded by an all-black town, right? I learned how to fight for my life and then became best friends with the Italian kids that were fighting with me, then became best friends with the black kids that wanted to kill. And I understand how you fight with people. I know how you make them back down. I know how you punch them in the face when you need to in self-defense. And I know that life is not full of all nice people, and you got to win them over. And life is sometimes kind of cruel. And I live that way. But most of these guys don't know that. They've never fought. They've never been punched in the nose, Joe. And they've never punched someone else in the nose or kicked someone in the conies. I have.
I agree with you 100%.
That's their problem. Joe, we appreciate everything you and Victoria do. You two are tough hombres, as Trump might call you. You two are good. I really like you, and I appreciate you. And just understand, there's a lot of people out there in my audience who understand, watch, and appreciate everything you do, and send prayers your way. Send thanks to Victoria as well. Thanks for all you do, and go get them, Joe. Try and turn an underdog uphill battle into the biggest turnaround victory in the history of world politics. That would be wonderful Christmas gift. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root. I never sugarcoated. I didn't tell you it's easy. I'm telling you, it's not some fait accompli we're going to win this thing. As a matter of fact, it's probably the other way. It's a fait accompli. If it was any other guy in the world but Donald Trump, we'd absolutely lose this. It's over, and he'd concede. But this is Trump. We have a chance, a puncher's chance. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke? Number one killers. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy three bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The last 8 minutes of Thanksgiving Eve, and then I'm off for a nice couple days. Tomorrow we'll have Best of Wayne. Friday we'll have Best of Wayne. Saturday and Sunday we'll enjoy ourselves and have a good time. Tomorrow, great turkey day. And then Monday I'm back at it again in the morning and the afternoon with all of you. If you're in Vegas, I'll be back with you on Monday at 11 a.m. The show actually starts at 10, but I have a guest host every day at from 10 to 11 a.m. New great one every day. And then from 11 to noon, I'm here with you, giving you a preview, live and local, early edition with Wayne Root. And then if you're nationwide, anywhere in the country, for my nationally syndicated show on USA Radio in the afternoons, 3 to 6 p.m. West Coast, 6 to 9 on the East, 5 to 8 p.m. Central, in places like Dallas and Minneapolis, San Antonio. We've got great affiliates. And I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. As bad as things are, you know, I came up with that wonderful commentary yesterday to try and brighten your day. It was all about all the things we have to be thankful for as conservatives and Christians. And I'm Jewish, by the way, but I took Christ as my Savior, so I'm not sure what you want to call me. I'm either a Jew, took Christ as my Savior, or I'm a Christian now. I don't know. I'm Jewish culturally and by race. Jewish is both a race and a religion. But religious-wise, I'm definitely not Jewish anymore. If you're with me on Twitter and Facebook, and, of course, now more important or most important is Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. Parler.com or the Parler app is free. If you're with me on any of those, you were with me last night, you know I put out about a dozen pictures of the Christmas decorations going up in my house. So I'm not very Jewish when it comes to a house totally covered in Christmas decorations, right? But that's not Jewish or Christian. I think that's American. Christmas and Santa Claus is for Americans. It doesn't matter what your religion is. I think it's crazy for any Jew not to celebrate Christmas. As a kid growing up, my parents were absolutely Jewish. No Christianity at all. Only Jewish. Went to temple every Friday night. And we still got our presents on Christmas morning. They wouldn't allow a tree in the house, but we did not get our presents for Hanukkah. We got it for Christmas morning. That was their give-in to Christmas. Because every other kid is getting these presents on the greatest day of the year. Why would you, like, want your kids to not be part of that? So I've always made my kids in love with Christmas, and I love Christmas. And thank God my fiancée, Cindy, loves Christmas more than anyone I've ever met. So it was a perfect mating because she, when I met her, she had 20 Christmas trees in her house. I think now we have 30. You go, how is that possible? I'm telling you, every room in the house has one or two trees. The bathroom has trees. Well, they're little trees. They're not big trees. I'm not saying every tree is like a giant tree.
I got it. Now, hold on.
No, every tree is not a giant tree. It's a little tree. They're mini trees.
So do you decorate the bathroom tree? Like,
I don't decorate anything. I don't decorate anything. Cindy does it all.
So hey, can I ask you a question real quick?
Yes,
so,
yes.
You're talking about the whole thing with you growing up in, you know, in your house, you know, with Judaism and, you know, not celebrating Christmas as far as your parents. Did you even, like, they let you, like, watch, like, the Frosty the Snowman?
Yes,
like, Rudolph,
of course.
Right there.
And the Grinch Who Stole Christmas and a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Christmas
absolutely.
Carol, all that good stuff. Okay.
You can't stop your kids from watching Christmas shows. It's ridiculous.
All right.
I don't know anybody could ever do that. I have no idea why you'd want to do that.
Well.
But I grew up loving Christmas. And Chris, I promised myself the day I got my own apartment,
right,
the day I got out of my parents' house, I'd have a Christmas tree. And sure enough, I did. The first minute I had a chance, I put a beautiful big Christmas tree in my apartment.
I got to say this because as an Irish Catholic and, you know, I think like Hanukkah too. I mean, there's a certain, along with Christmas, there's that certain pageantry to it, to where I think it's great to celebrate each one. I mean, look, we're all the sons and children of God, and, you know, why not celebrate those occasions together?
Chris, you're too nice for this show. Get off the line.
No, I'm just too Irish for your ass.
Yes, too nice. Way too nice. This show is about anger. This show is about bitterness. What's the matter with you? Get out of here.
Merry Christmas.
Let me close the show. Merry Christmas. No, happy Thanksgiving. Christmas isn't time yet, but it's Christmas season has started. We'll get to Christmas when the time comes. But happy Thanksgiving. But I do want to end by saying researchers found, I promised this the whole show, researchers found that the criteria most associated with a high death rate was life expectancy, though higher COVID death rates were also observed in certain demographic areas. Many states and counties around the world are imposing another round of economic lockdowns in an effort to combat coronavirus. The actions are certain to come with a series of devastating unintended consequences, economic destruction, surging poverty, mental health deterioration. But a new study suggests lockdowns may not do what they're designed to do, save lives. So they don't even save lives, but they make everyone broke. A new study published by Frontiers in Public Health concluded that neither lockdowns nor lockdown stringency, meaning too many rules and regulations, and I'm sure that includes mask mandates, were correlated with lower death rates. Researchers analyzed data from 160 countries over the first 8 months of the pandemic and tested all kinds of different factors, demographics, politics, economy, environment, and stringency of the measures settled to fight the pandemic, including lockdown, were not associated with the death rate. Researchers found the criteria most associated with a high death rate was life expectancy, though higher COVID death rates were also observed in certain geographic areas. Well, I can tell you what areas. New York, New Jersey, Illinois, California, places with Democrats in charge. Are you kidding me? Chicago. Lockdowns have resulted in mass collateral damage, a global recession, millions of businesses closed, tens of millions of jobs lost, widespread mental health deterioration, global poverty, doubles, triples, surges in suicide, and it doesn't even stop the death. Do you hear me, Sissy Lack? Are you a moron? Or do you want to destroy us all? See you on Monday. Try and enjoy.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.